It would be extraordinary to end what has been one of Israel's longest and bloodiest wars. The prime minister said he's only allowing these talks that will be underway in Egypt to go for a few days. What exactly is the deadline for Hamas and the terror groups who are holding hostages? When do they need to release them?
Well, yeah, so a couple points. The Hamas has, obviously, look, we're dealing with Hamas, okay? So let's take that with for what it is. But they have said that they agree with the president's framework for the release of the hostages. So what those talks should be about, and some of that conversation is already happening now, it's not waiting until Monday in Cairo, is the logistics behind the release of these hostages. How do you stop the fighting? Who's going to go in and get them? You know, when are they going to be released? Where are they picked up? What are the processes for this? That's what this conversation should be about at this point, because they've agreed to the framework of it. Mm-hmm. Then there's second beyond that is what happens after that. And that is, how do we ensure that we can create and help build a Gaza free of terrorism, free of Hamas, free of anything like Hamas? And that's going to take work and some time, not just to agree on, but to implement. But that's important, because that's what's going to bring a permanent end to these hostilities in the long term. And so those are the two phases here. But right now, the most emergent and immediate phase is the one that Hamas claims to have agreed to already. And that is, they are prepared to release the hostages. Let's discuss through the mediators the logistics and the mechanics behind how that happens. And that has to happen very quickly. That cannot drag on.